Today on the Cyber Brief podcast, we're diving into a whirlwind of cybersecurity updates. From Google's Android malware purge and anti-gravity IDE patch, to OpenAI's mixed panel fallout and GPT-4-powered ransomware threats, Telegram's new phishing onslaught and defense upgrades, and Upbit's $30 million Solana hot wallet breach. So let's lock down your digital defenses. Next up on today's Google News feed, here's a rapid-fire roundup of the top security and privacy stories you need to know. Android app alerts. Google is warning UK users to delete a specific fake app that's been distributing malware and stealing personal data. In fact, over 224 malicious apps infected with SlopAd's ad fraud malware were just removed from the Play Store after racking up more than 38 million downloads. If you've ever installed a random PDF reader or unknown tool, now's the time to check and purge anything suspicious. Speaking of Android safety, did you know a critical advanced protection feature is turned off by default? Flip that switch today to lock down against theft, scams, and spam. Anti-gravity IDE under fire. Google's new AI coding assistant, Anti-Gravity, was compromised within 24 hours of launch by an indirect prompt injection attack that could exfiltrate sensitive code. Engineers are racing to patch the flaw and harden the architecture against future intrusions. OAuth and sign-in fixes. A misconfigured OAuth scope in the Mukbang 3D mobile sign-in flow was granting excess permissions. Google has cleaned up the credentials, so apps only request what they actually need. Chrome and browser warnings. India's CertIn has issued a high severity alert for Google Chrome, spotlighting heap buffer overflow and use after free vulnerabilities, so update immediately. Beware of a new VPN scam circulating online. Google's issued safety tips to help you avoid fake privacy tools that can steal your login data. Scams, supply chain breaches, and more. Over 200 companies were compromised through a single Salesforce backdoor in a major supply chain hack. One user lost $1,419 via PayPal after falling for a forwarding feature scam. Another reported an unknown device showing up on their Find My Device app. Always check your connected devices list and remove anything unfamiliar. Meanwhile, scam calls impersonating Google support are on the rise. Never share verification codes or remote access links. Other headlines. A critical looker vulnerability up to version 25.13 could let attackers gain elevated privileges. Patch now if you're using Looker Analytics. Hackers are even breathing new life into old Nest thermostats with custom open source firmware underlining the risks of unpatched IoT devices. If you're curious whether your Gmail password has surfaced in a massive data leak, head to Google's security checkup page for an instant report. Stay safe out there. And that's your Google News security snapshot. Back to our main program. Next up in OpenAI news, here's what's coming out of recent security and partner updates. OpenAI has officially cut ties with analytics provider Mixpanel after discovering that a security flaw in Mixpanel's systems allowed an unauthorized attacker to access limited API user metadata. The exposed data reportedly included account names, user emails, and other non-sensitive analytics fields, but crucially, no ChatGPT conversation content, passwords, payment information, or core OpenAI systems were compromised. Upon learning of the incident, OpenAI notified affected API customers, issued an apology for the breach, and urged everyone to be especially vigilant against potential phishing campaigns, leveraging the leaked contact details. The company stressed that only a small subset of partner-provided analytics data was involved, and that they've since locked down integrations to prevent any recurrence. In broader cybersecurity developments, researchers have flagged the emergence of GPT-4-powered ransomware targeting identity and access management platforms, a trend that could reshape how organizations defend privileged credentials. Meanwhile, prompt injection attacks against agentic AI browsers, like the recently highlighted Atlas browser exploits, underscore growing risks in browser-based AI tooling. And in a related side note, reports surfaced of roughly $11 million in cryptocurrency stolen from a former business partner of OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. While not directly tied to OpenAI systems, it's a reminder of the high-stakes environment around emerging tech ventures. That's the latest on OpenAI's partner fallout, threat landscape shifts, and the ever-evolving interface between advanced AI and security. Stay tuned for more updates. Hello and welcome back. Next up on our Telegram news roundup, cybersecurity takes center stage as we dig into a series of threats, incidents, and the platform's latest defenses. First, the risks. Russian authorities and independent experts have sounded the alarm on a wave of malware and phishing campaigns targeting Telegram users. Scammers posing as subscription services and fake channels have tricked unwary users into handing over account credentials or even real money. In one notorious case, a malicious bot leaked some 16 million records. In others, data on 68 million and dozens more users was exposed. Malware distributed via the Kavkaz 2.1 group and other rogue channels has wounded at least 93 people so far. Attackers have extorted Russian companies demanding ransoms in cryptocurrency after hijacking internal chats. And in one incident, a group stole 700,000 rubles plus private details. Now, the good news, Telegram isn't standing still. The app has rolled out a suite of new safety features, including advanced two-factor authentication, time-limited message deletion, so you can erase sent texts up to 15 minutes later, and enhanced anti-phishing filters that detect fraudulent login pages. Encryption keys are now 16 digits long, and the team is beefing up server defenses against DDoS and brute force threats. Telegram also warns about fake accounts and urges users to verify official channels for updates. Finally, experts remind us that no platform is bulletproof. Strong passwords, cautious clicks, and vigilant handling of personal data remain your best defense. That's your Telegram brief. Stay safe, stay secure, and keep those conversations locked down. Up next on the Upbit News beat, South Korea's leading crypto exchange has been rocked by another major cyber attack. Here's what you need to know. What happened? Late November, Upbit discovered an unauthorized transfer from its Solana hot wallet. Between $30 million and $37 million in digital assets was quietly moved out. Immediate response. All deposits and withdrawals were halted while Upbit rebuilt its wallet infrastructure. The exchange froze the stolen funds on chain and vowed to cover every customer loss in full. Who's behind it? South Korean investigators point the finger at North Korea's infamous Lazarus Group. Forensic analysts say the hackers may have exploited a subtle Solana nonce bias or internal wallet flaw to derive private keys. Broader fallout. The breach hit just after Upbit's parent Dunamu closed a roughly $10 billion deal with Naver, pausing the acquisition's final stages. Regulators have launched a formal probe of Upbit's security practices and could levy new penalties on local exchanges. What's next? Upbit has set December 1st as its target for resuming normal operations on Solana. The exchange is conducting an in-depth audit of its multi-signature systems and promising even tighter safeguards going forward. Stay tuned. Up next, we'll look at how this incident is reshaping institutional confidence in South Korea's crypto sector. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jamie Lee, and we'll catch you next week for another cybersecurity episode. So stay sharp and stay secure.